The Dalen Kuntz Show, presented by Top Shelf Printers and Renaissance Insurance Group. Now, with Dalen Kuntz, here's Brady Hall.
5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, welcome in to the Dalen Kuntz Show. Dalen, my man, looking good, dude. I like that. I like that jacket there. How do I get one of those?
Honestly, you might have to ask Coach Smiley. He got it and worked for us last year.
Dude, he's got to hook me up with that. Smiley and I are friends and everything. Maybe you could put in a good word for me next time you see him.
Yeah, I definitely could. This is a pretty nice jacket right here.
You're seeing him today, right? So just say, hey, Brady saw the jacket, and he's just asking. See what happens. Worst he can say is no. How you doing, man? I mean, I heard Coach Dick, when you were walking walking into the studio, he said, hey, could you guys get a tougher schedule? I mean, my goodness. Houston last week, and then, of course, Baylor on Monday. How you doing with all that? I mean, that's some crazy big-time teams you guys are going up against.
We're handling it pretty good. I mean, I feel like we made a big jump from, you know, that first game against Houston to this past game against Baylor, just like as far as making shots and just playing with more confidence and being able to get things done, even though it wasn't the result we wanted. But we've been growing a lot over this last week.
And that's what's crazy about basketball, too. It's such a long schedule, such a long season. But you see that growth from 1 week to the next. And you guys put up 62 points against Baylor. I mean, that's something. I know you don't hang your hat on that, but it's something you look at and say, all right, we showed that we can score against one of these top teams, number five in the country. So we know, like you said last week, it's just going to make it a little bit easier as we progress through the season.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, I mean, that Houston game, we finished with like about 30-some points, and then just actually able to get shots to go in this game kind of felt good. And just seeing that, you know, we was able to, you know, kind of hang with them and play with these guys, it's just more of like, you know, tighten down to find things. And like at the end of the day, they're number five team in the country. Like that's a really good team.
Yeah, really good. Both Baylor and Houston. You learn a lot about yourselves kind of in those moments, right? Going up against those monster teams like that. I loved your bounce back, too. You know, you had 19 points against Baylor. You had 23 points against Texas A&M Commerce over the weekend. So do you feel like you're kind of getting into that groove already early in the season?
Yeah, just trying to get back into that rhythm, you know. Like I said, that first game was kind of rough. Just not being able to make shots and then, you know, just kind of staying in the gym and just, you know, getting back in the rhythm.
So right after that Houston game, when you looked at it, you know, like you said, your shot wasn't falling. That's when you just said, I'm going to get in the gym and just shoot like 5,000 shots. Or what does that process look like for you the next day in practice?
I mean, just continue to stay in the gym. Like I'm always in the gym. It's just like knowing that like those are shots I usually make. Just, you know, just make sure I'm staying on it. Like, yeah, these shots are going to go in as long as I'm just continuing in the gym and just having my confidence.
Do you live in the gym? Like, you always talk about players at this level, and some guys really put in that work. Some guys put in the work that they have to. Like, they go to practice, they do that kind of stuff. But you're a gym rat, aren't you? I mean, you're always playing basketball.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I feel like if I'm not playing basketball, then I'm watching basketball. If I'm not watching basketball, then, like, I'm thinking about some type of basketball, like, I mean, it's pretty much like my mind 24/7.
You know, you're like a coach's dream, too, because you're a great guy, great personality. But you, win or lose, you are putting that work in, too. And I've talked to Smiley about that so much. When your best players are some of your best people, too, I mean, that's when you really start to build that foundation and you're a good role model for a lot of freshmen that we've talked about in this program. I mean, again, we chatted about it last week, but how much, you know, of a different season this is for you, knowing, hey, I do all that stuff anyway, but now these guys are paying attention to it, and they can start taking notes on how I do things, too. Do you think about, like, being almost a teacher to some of these young guys?
Yeah, definitely. Just, like, leading by example. Like, you know, if they see me in the gym getting up shots or see me doing extra reps or whatever it is, like, then it's going to make them be like, oh, okay, like, I got to do that, too, if he's doing it.
Yeah. Well, and again, a lot of freshmen, so they need that kind of role model to look at and say, okay, this is how you do it at this level. The Dalen Kuntz Show is presented by Top Shelf Printers and Renaissance Insurance. Great people, amazing Bears fans, and wonderful community businesses that take a big part in this community, too. Dalen, what was your favorite atmosphere? And not that an opponent would be a favorite, but between Baylor and Houston, what between the two, talk to us about the differences as far as atmospheres.
Probably say Houston. I mean, it's like that. Like I said, that was a sold-out crowd.
Sold out.
That's pretty cool. Baylor was a good atmosphere, too. Wasn't it, like, it wasn't packed out, but like, it was still definitely like one of those good atmospheres, though. But I had to go to Houston. Like, it was just felt like, you know, everybody's on top of you.
So Baylor, was it close to a sellout, or what was that like?
Probably. It's probably close. Yeah.
Okay. But that was, so yeah, again, if you can get a filled up arena like that, like you said, where it just feels like there's not enough seats in the arena, that's just absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
And you guys, I mean, it's 95-62. But you're down, what, 15 at the half or something? You guys were right. You had opportunities where you looked and said, man, a couple of these shots go in. Who knows? I mean, this is getting really interesting. And I think that that is a huge positive for the Bears to take away going up against a team like Baylor that you can no doubt use. You got San Jose State coming up this weekend. That's a big home game for you guys. But being able to just compete and grow within a week is crazy. And that, to me, is just a sign of the leadership on this team, the coaching staff on this team, and just some excellent players that are seriously, literally taking every single day to just get a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, like, during that game, there were some times where we got it down to, like, 12, and we just couldn't quite get over the hump. Like, we might have a few turnovers, and then it kind of go back up. But, I mean, there was, like, plenty of times in the game where we kind of got it down to that 10, 12 mark area, and, you know, we just start turning the ball over. But, like, I mean, it kind of showed that we could play with them. It's just, like, now tightening down on little things, tighten down turnovers. Like, you know, with good teams like that, you can't have a lot of turnovers because they're going to capitalize off that.
And that's so big. Obviously, turnovers you talk about in any game, but there's certain teams like the Baylors, the Houstons, those teams that are top five, top three for a reason. If you turn the ball over, they are going to make you pay for it. And then you just said it. I mean, that's what you see typically with these really good teams is they find a way to capitalize on those. Again, Daylon had 19 points and would you have 5 assists, 6 boards? You were all over the place in this game, filling up that stat sheet. Is that kind of – that's what you want to see with your game kind of overall? You know, you're decorating that stat sheet throughout the box score.
Yeah, definitely. Just trying to affect the game is – in many ways as possible, you know what I mean? Just not being just a scorer, being able to, you know, rebound, make assists, make plays, you know, just whatever it may be for us to win or, you know, give ourselves a chance to win.
What's your relationship like with Matt Johnson? Because so much of what we've talked about leading into this season was you two guards. And, you know, obviously the Big Sky Conference is taking note. I think nationally, basketball fans and reporters and insiders are taking note of you and Matt Johnson. What's your relationship like, both on the floor and off the floor? Because on the floor, it just seems like you two are in sync all the time.
Yeah, we are. I mean, like I've known Matt forever. Like, we've been playing against each other since, like, I want to say maybe third grade, like fourth grade, something crazy like that. Like, you know, like, we've always been playing against each other, like, pretty much our whole life. So, like, now we're playing together, so we kind of have a, you know, familiarity with, like, with each other's games. And, you know, just us being like the, like I said, like I always say, us being us, those two old guys, like, and especially us knowing and being through that, we have to kind of lead and kind of just show the younger kids and the team, like, you know, how we're supposed to do it.
Do you guys talk about that? Obviously, you talk about the success that you want to achieve this season. Like, is that an actual conversation that you two have regularly? Is like, hey, these are our goals. This is what we want to do. We want to leave our mark on UNC basketball. Do you kind of have those big picture conversations, or is it just kind of an unwritten thing where you both know that's what you're set out to do?
Yeah, we had those talks, like, just from last year. We're like, you know, we got there, now we want to actually try to win it. Like, you know, it's our last year. We want to go out with a bang and just, like, you know, just make sure we give ourselves the chance to do everything we want to do.
Well, let's talk about a win a weekend ago. You guys go up against Texas A&M Commerce. Little different of an opponent compared to Baylor and Houston, of course. But you guys were rolling in this game. At the half, I think you were up 18. And then Texas A&M Commerce, they make that comeback. What was going on in their comeback? Talk to us a little bit about that. What was maybe going wrong, or maybe more so what was going right for the Lions in that game last weekend?
For us, it was just like, just staying disciplined to the game plan. I mean, like, we kind of some shots weren't going in. It's just us being able to stay dialed in and locked in, you know, like, over the course of time. Because, like, you see when the game started, like, when we were really locked in, like, it was, like, 15-0, I think.
Yeah, yeah, you guys went off crazy. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just make sure we're staying locked in for longer periods of time. And, like, when we get tired, make sure we're still doing the same things and still having that same energy and talk on defense and, you know, things like that.
Daylon, you hear that in basketball, you know, staying locked in. And it's more mental sometimes than actually the physical side, because just saying, hey, we want to play defense. We have to buckle down, mentally dedicate ourselves to play defense, focus on not turning the ball over. How hard is that, you know, to do in the course of a game? Because some games, it might just come easy. Shots are falling like crazy, and it's like, yeah, we don't. The focus doesn't have to be there because shots are going down. But when you know, okay, we have to kind of refocus, recalibrate, how hard is that for you guys, for you as a team, to do that when, you know, in the middle of a game, it's just kind of refocus? Can that be settled in a timeout with a conversation with the coaches? Or talk to us a little bit about that process.
Yeah, definitely, like in a timeout with coaches or even just within us, it's like, you know, like, all right, like, come on, let's, like, calm down a little bit, you know, just, like, we're kind of playing too fast. Let's slow it down and, you know, get our pace right. But, yeah, just slowing down, get our pace right because, you know what I mean, we both, like, me and Matt, like I said, we're old guys. Like, we know, like, we could feel when, like, all right, we're starting to play too fast. It's starting to get too hectic or maybe that was a quick shot, too quick of a shot. Like, you know, we have pretty good feel for the game, so we could kind of tell when, like, you know, all right, like, let's calm it down. Let's, like, talk to these guys, you know.
Is it? It's got to be tough though, because like, what if you know you're feeling it or Matt's feeling it? Like, you're individually, you're scoring everything you throw up, scaling down, but you can see the rest of the team is it's kind of getting chaotic. Is that hard for you to say, okay, I got to step back and slow it down here, or do you? I got to keep attacking the basket. Those have got to be kind of these internal discussions that you're having in such a fast paced game.
Yeah, we have those discussions. I mean, just like. You know, just being able to, like, for me and Matt, it's just like, if we know we're doing good, just, you know, continually to keep doing what's working. And if the other guys are struggling, just, like, you know, just keep motivating them, bringing them up, giving them good energy. Like, you know, shots are going to go down, shots are going to fall. Like, we're taking the right shots. They're going to go in eventually. Like, you're not going to always miss those shots.
It's the Dalen Kuntz Show here. We do this every Wednesday. We're going to be following along with this UNC basketball program. And I love this team. I love this coaching staff, the players on this team. What have you seen, Dalen? How much can you give us as far as, okay, three games in now. And again, two of those games, you're going up against Houston and Baylor. But when you look at it and say, this is the one thing that I really think we need to focus on and get better. Is there one thing that you can pinpoint for us? Or is it a collection of things? Or maybe you've seen more positives.
It's definitely a lot of positives, but I just say just continue to grow on the defensive end. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we have a lot of talented offensive players. Like, we're all pretty much everybody can score. You know, it's just us being able to be locked in and dialed in for longer periods of time on the defensive end. Just like, you know, we show spurts of it being really good, but now it's just like taking that next step, taking it to a bigger next level.
We know that this coaching staff is going to utilize these freshmen. We talked about that. There's, what, four really good freshmen that we think are going to be big parts of this team for a while now. I don't want to say it's frustrating, but you knowing, okay, the end game here is to rock and roll once we get into conference play and set ourselves up in that tournament. So kind of knowing that the coaching staff saying, hey, now's the time we are going to really force the issue with these freshmen. What's that like for you? Because last year, you know, you were with a lot of guys that were there for a while. This year, you know, you and Matt running the show, a lot of new faces. What is that like mentally for you knowing, okay, I kind of have to go through the growing pains with some of these younger guys.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Just going through the growing pains, just being patient, you know, just because, like I said, they're freshmen and two of their first three games of college basketball is versus the top five teams in the country.
It's so going to get easier, right?
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's going to get easier for them, but just being patient with them and just being able to, you know, being able to talk to them and just kind of help them out during this little growing part for them to, you know, because we're going to need them down the line, like you said, but just being able to talk to them and just kind of help them out.
It is interesting, too, because you do view the first portion of the season, the non-con schedule. Do you view that as, I don't want to say practice, but kind of. I mean, it's not, you know, we know the conference is where it's at. That's when the real season begins for you guys. Do you view it that way at all, or is it like, no, every game is like a championship to me?
A little bit. I mean, definitely every game, you know, like, we're all competitive, so we want to win those games, definitely. But, like, just using them to learn from, you know what I mean? Just losing them to learn from and being able, like, to compete and wanting to compete.
And using that, of course, through for the next game. You know, next game coming up, we're going up against San Jose State. That'll be at home. That's a matchup that I circled at the beginning. When I first saw the schedule, I was like, this is a nice home draw here for you guys to go up against a Mountain West team. I think they're 3-0 right now. And again, it's so early, it's hard to tell who's where at this point. But that's a nice opportunity for you guys coming up this weekend.
Yeah, definitely a nice opportunity. I mean, we got a chance to play them last year at their place, which came down to the end. Like, came down to the buzzer,
yeah,
pretty much. And, you know, they're doing pretty good this year, and that'll be a good one for us at home.
I'm excited for that opportunity again for our listeners. That game's at 2 o'clock on Saturday, right? So looking forward to that opportunity for this Bears team to just get a little bit better. Coming up next, all right, we're gonna take in some questions. I wrote some of them down. We're getting them coming in. Our first Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. They might be basketball questions. They might be weird questions. I don't know. We'll see. We'll ask you on the other side. Are you ready for this? This is the crazy segment.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
See what's to it.
Let's do it, man. The Dalen Kuntz Show, presented by Top Shelf Printers and Renaissance Insurance. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The night's young, you can call it underage. It's going down, a bad stock trade. Life's a trip.
26 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, it's the Dalen Kuntz Show, presented by Top Shelf Printers and Renaissance Insurance. And this is where we're going to ask our listeners, our Bears fans, whatever, when they're tuning in to ask some questions to you. Maybe they're going to be basketball related. Maybe they're whatever. I don't know. We get some interesting ones. So if you guys want to get in on this, shoot us a text. Yeah. What do you think of that? You like that tune there?
Yeah,
that
cool.
Pumps you up for a game, right?
I don't know about pump up, but
maybe Smiley can get that in the pregame warm-up there. So shoot us a text on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Okay, good one's coming in here. This one from the 970, and I wrote this one down from earlier. Is there a freshman to you that's really stood out? You know, we talk about the big four freshmen coming in. Is there one guy that you've looked at already and go, man, that guy's going to be a player?
I mean, they all kind of stand on their own ways, but I feel like Caleb's pretty good. Like, he's a lot better than I thought he was. Like, you know, he really can score. Like, he's really aggressive.
And you see him being a big, you know, big-time contributor, especially, you know, down the road, too, as soon as this season, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, that's a good basketball-related question. This is a good one, too. We talked a little bit about the draft process that you went through last year. And this texture from the 303 wants to know, the stuff that they told you, do you find yourself, like, inside the game thinking of that? Like, hey, we want you to do this better. We want you to work on this. Is that stuff that's running through your brain, or is it stuff that you're planning beforehand and then it just kind of happens?
No, I don't really think about it too much during the game. I mean, it's kind of stuff I kind of just been working on all this offseason, so it's kind of just like it's kind of happening naturally.
Just stuff you've already put the work into. Mm-hmm. You're not really focused on it, thinking, "Oh man, I should have done that instead." It's already kind of set up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Favorite fast food place?
Chick-fil-A.
Is it really Chick-fil-A? That's a good one. Where are you at on that one, Angel?
We had this debate on the morning show. I'm more of an Arby's guy.
Okay.
And I know that I didn't expect it to be as popular as it was. But
Arby's?
A lot of people were saying Arby's.
Dude, what's your go-to at Chick-fil-A? Just the chicken, just the regular?
Number one.
I like their breakfast.
One. Yeah, the breakfast is good.
They do breakfast, and those little breakfast burritos they do? Oh my gosh, dude. That's fantastic. This one from 972. Rank your top three Thanksgiving side dishes.
Ooh.
I don't even know if I know three side dishes.
Cornbread.
Okay.
Cabbage. And mac and cheese.
That's good. Huh? No stuffing? No stuffing in there?
Not
stuffing
top three.
A thing for
I
you?
I like stuffing,
okay.
But not top three.
That's always my go-to, stuffing, man. Probably should lay off. I should lay off of that one. Okay, this one here coming in from Bama Bear. For Dalen, is there an NBA player, current or former, that you try to model your game off of?
No, not exactly. I like a lot of players, so I just kind of take pieces from every player I like. Like, I like KD, I like Dame, I like, who else? Of course, I like LeBron. I just kind of take pieces from everybody's game and just kind of try to add it into mine.
Okay, this is a good one. Your favorite type of drill in practice?
Favorite type of drill?
Like, is there a favorite one?
I'd say, like, one-on-one or something.
Just one-on-one?
Yeah, one-on-one.
Like, what kind of drills do you guys do? Talk to us, like, what kind of drills? I mean, obviously, there's one-on-one. There's different types of mini scrimmages and all that stuff. But what kind of, like, drills do you do?
I mean, we do, like, shell drill. Everybody knows shell drill.
Mm-hmm.
We do some different, like, little closeout stuff. Let's call it 3-on-3 spurs. We do that. We actually do a lot, like some different stuff for the defensive stuff, offensive stuff, like the wall up drill and finishing through contact, just different stuff.
But a little three man weave, you guys ever?
Yeah,
get
we do.
I love the three man weave.
Three man weave, yep.
Angel and I have been wanting to do it, but there's just two of us, so if you're
did
in,
it once
let me
in,
know.
Like a middle school tryout,
dude,
it was the funnest thing.
It's
ever.
It's the blast. Three man weave's great. It's fantastic. I want to be a part of that someday, man. You think we could, think Angel and I could keep up?
I don't know. Our three man weave is a little bit different.
Probably different than what we did, I would imagine so. The Weld County Swami, in a game of horse, who wins? You or Smiley?
Me.
Oh, yeah.
Me.
Yeah. You are, how about, can any coach beat you in a game of horse?
No, I don't think so.
Are you beating Matt?
Yeah, I think I'd beat
you're
Matt.
You're the horse champion.
Yeah, I think I could beat, I think I can win and beat everybody.
What is this one? Okay, I can't open it. What is this one from Eastside Chris Angel? I can't open it.
Eastside Chris wants to know, who's the most non-basketball competitor? Bowling, ping pong, pool. Who's the most competitive off the court?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. With anything else?
Most
that's a good question.
Off the court. I don't know. I'll probably say, maybe Connor or something.
Connor Creech?
Yeah, Connor Creech.
He's the most competitive when it comes to, like, video games, ping pong, anything else outside of basketball?
I don't know. It's a lot, though. Nah, I don't know. I feel like we're a lot. We're kind of all competitive off the court. Like, we all be playing, on, Fortnite and stuff. We all be on there, super competitive.
So you all get pretty mad if somebody loses or you lose or whatever.
Pretty tough.
I can't open my my text line here, Angel. Hook me up. What's that third question from Bama Bear? Hook me up there.
What does your pregame routine look like, and do you have any good luck charms?
Pregame routine. So, I mean, pretty much we do our pregame meal. After pregame meal, I might get up some shots, and after that, kind of just pretty much just kind of relax, listen to some music, watch a little TV, just kind of just free my mind, relax my mind, and then what was the second part of it?
Do you have any good luck charms or superstitions that you do before a game?
Oh, okay. So I eat Lifesavers before every game, I've been, or some type of candy. I don't know why, but
it doesn't have to be Lifesavers.
Yeah, some type of gummy candy. I usually eat that before every game.
How much are we talking here?
I might eat a couple bites, maybe half the bag before the game. But I start eating it early in the day.
And it doesn't bug you at all.
No, it doesn't bug me. I don't know why, but it's just something I've been doing it forever. So I just always kept doing it.
Highest kill count in Fortnite. Got that one coming in from Weld County Swami. I don't even know what that means. Just how many people you kill?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Actually, I think it was 6 or 7. That happened last week.
So does that mean in a row? Or what?
Just in a total game, yeah.
Okay. You guys got to help me out. Is that your go-to game, Fortnite? Is that the game?
That's not my go-to. I play a lot of 2K. I like 2K.
Do you do the My Player mode, or do you do you? Okay, yeah, that's what.
Yeah, I'm
big
on My Player.
Do you go out and play in the what do you call it the park and stuff? Do you go and play with random people?
Rec league or anything?
Yeah, I be playing in the park a little bit, but I'd be online too when I just be playing with the teams.
Are you one of those guys that avoids guys like me that has the brown shirt and the sweats? That means you have no points and you can't advance.
No, I can't. Just because, I was there before, so
Oh, dude.
I don't avoid it all the way. But,
it's so sad. I'm this, my little character's going out there. I'm anybody want to play? And I go step on a circle, and then there's one guy there, and he's no, I'm not going to be playing with this guy. So I just stand there and wait.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't avoid him just because you got to grind up from the brown shirt.
You do.
That's not easy.
Well, that's when players are good, too, when they are decked out, when they have the tattoos, the mohawks, or whatever, crazy stuff. That's when they're good because they're so good that they've used points on their experience, their actual play. Now they've got so much that they can just deck out. Those guys you got to stay away from. Are you one of those guys?
No, I'm not. I'm not quite like that.
You're not decking out?
I might have some nice shoes, nice shirt or something, but I don't be all super crazy.
Do you make the player look just like you? Is that the plan?
Yeah, I do the little face scan and all that. Face scan, hair, Same tattoos.
It's a mental thing for me. Like, some people I play with, they, like, go all, like, way different. They'll get a completely different person that looks way different than them. I have to mentally have them kind of look like me, which is just a very short, unathletic dude. So it doesn't do very – you can't dunk ever, so it kind of hurts you. But we'll play sometime. You're excited about that, right?
Yeah, we can do that. We can figure that out. I'm on PlayStation.
Oh, that's where you are, Angel. You just got the PlayStation. Right?
No, I didn't.
No, you're not?
They're like sold out until Black Friday.
You gotta come over to the Xbox world.
I might have to. It's the only option right now.
Hey, I've had fun with it. Have you always been a PlayStation guy?
No, I was Xbox all the way until like probably like last year.
Really? You made the change.
Yeah, I got the 4. I was trying to get the 5, but I just can't get it.
They're all ridiculous to find. Like, it's
they're sold out or they're just not in stock.
Why? Yeah. Why is that?
Apparently there's a parts issue, and like one of the parts is very hard to find and manufacture.
Hmm. Trouble times. I always hated with the Xbox. Have you ever had this happen? The Red Ring of Death. When you're the old Xbox, it was 360. Was it the 360?
Oh yeah.
When your Xbox was just done with life, and it would just the red ring would go. It's like I've never seen that quite like on a console or anything. That's like literally telling you. No more, man. It's you can't play this thing anymore. You have to send it in. I had to literally send it in one time. And I was in college still, too. Mm-hmm. So without your console, man, like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's a lot of free time after that.
I might study. I don't know. Maybe go to class. I don't know. Great job by you. Favorite holiday? Is it Thanksgiving?
Favorite holiday? Yeah, Thanksgiving or Christmas, just because my family, they be cooking for both, like.
Isn't that great, too? Because then you got, like, Thanksgiving, and then, like, 2.5, 3 weeks later,
yeah,
right back
part.
At it.
You know, eat real good, take some to-go plates, and then you're right back 2 weeks later eating good again.
Do you, how long are you eating good? Like, do you eat crazy that day, and then know you got to start getting back to game shape and stuff? Or is it, like, 2 or 3 days? You're going to eat some leftovers. You're going to go crazy.
Definitely eat crazy that day. Like, I'd be eating as much as I can. But then after that, I just take some to-go plates maybe for about, like, the next 2 days or something. Not too much.
And then after, like, day 2 or 3, you're kind of
day
like,
2 or 3, it's like, yeah, all right, it's kind of over a little bit.
You know? Yeah, even though you have some left, you're like, yeah, but it's time to move on.
Yeah.
Time to get something different here. Mm-hmm. What is post-game meal situation like for you guys? Do you guys eat right after the game, shortly after the game?
Yeah, sometimes they give us stuff. It just kind of depends. We might have, like, some sandwich places. We might have, like, some chicken or something.
Okay.
Or some wings from Wing Shack.
Are you starving after you play a basketball game, or does it take, or like, yeah, like right after the game, are you ready to eat?
Yeah, definitely. I'd be trying to get to it right away.
It's the Dalen Coons Show. Great job. We'll load up some more questions next week on our First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. The Dalen Coons Show, presented by Top Shelf Printers and Renaissance Insurance. Angel, let's take a quick break and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley. And you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
We did it. I know we could. Yeah, thank God we did it.
Welcome back into the Dalen Coons Show, presented by Top Shelf Printers and Renaissance Insurance. I did get this question, Dalen, and I want to just, you know, get your quick thoughts on it. But Coach Steve Smiley signing a new 5-year agreement set to lead the UNC Bears through the 26-27 season. I mean, you obviously talk so highly of Coach Smiley. We were pumped to see that, obviously. Want to see this guy around. But what that mean to you to see your guy get that contract extension?
I mean, that's definitely dope. You know, him just being able to get that extension, him being here, is it 26-27?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's a long time, you know what I mean? That's going to be just more opportunities for the Bears to get better and better, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and as we've talked about, he's a great coach. You'd say he's a player's coach, too. Like, he's very good with you guys, and, you know, you talk so highly of this dude.
Yeah, he's by far a player's coach. I mean, like, he's kind of, you know, it's not like he's just coaching what it is, but he comes to you and asks you, like, what you feel about this and how do you feel about certain things.
And that's important, don't you think? Like, at any level, is to be able to say, hey, I know I'm the coach, and I know we're supposed to have all the answers, but, you know, you guys are out there seeing these matchups, too, and to be able to pull you aside and say, what are you seeing out there? You know, be able to talk to and build from that.
Yeah, definitely. Just building up relationships with the players, you know, where it's a, you know, you could trust each other from both sides, both ways.
Coming up next for the UNC Bears, they'll take on San Jose State. They are first in the Mountain West right now with a 3-0 record. And I kind of want to get into the scouting stuff because I think this is always interesting. You always hear head coaches say, whose scout was that? Obviously, you know, you have great coaches on this staff, but each coach has to look forward at a different – kind of looking forward, so to speak, where this coach is on this game, maybe the Baylor game, but the other coach is setting his sights on the San Jose State game. Talk us through that a little bit, how that process works.
Just like each coach gets a different game. Like for, you know, it might be like Coach Green one game and then Coach Reed next game and then Coach Corey next game. And like they just go through and really just kind of pull up clips and, you know, just kind of look at how they play, what's their hitters and all that type of stuff. And then they look at the individual players, like what type of stuff they like to get to, how we guard them.
And so, like, you know, there's coaches now already taking a look down the road at the opponents you're going to be seeing in the next few days, the Colorado Christians, North Dakota State, in that tournament coming up. Mm-hmm. They're already starting to plan that, right?
Yeah, they're already starting to plan that. So then about time, like, because usually we're about, like, 2 days away from the game, we watch live film. And then day before, we watch the personnel, like, each individual player. And then, like, the day of the game, we might watch, like, some of their hitters, what they like to do, their favorite actions.
So how much work have you guys put in on San Jose State now, this being Wednesday, obviously starting to really ramp up, and as far as everything you're doing is kind of getting closer and closer to that Spartans game coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the scouts pretty much almost, if it's not done, it's almost done. I'm pretty sure it's done, though. You know, like, they be on it. But we haven't actually started looking at San Jose State ourselves yet.
Okay.
But we'll probably start that, I'm pretty sure, tomorrow, maybe today, but yeah.
What is that like for you guys first? Like, take us through a regular week, knowing, okay, you played on Monday, you don't have a game until Saturday. You're practicing like normal, just working on yourselves, and then you start to make that transition, what, maybe tomorrow or maybe today. Are you watching film first and then you get into you practice what you're seeing, or do you practice first and then you go in and start studying the film? How does that work?
A little bit of both sometimes. Like some days we might have practice first and then we'll go in and watch film. But during that practice, they might have us, like, you know, go over some of the actions. Like, you know, you're going to see this on film today. Then when we see on the film, it kind of goes together. Or some days we might watch film first and then get on the court and go over it.
Take it out so it's kind of fresh there for you.
Yeah.
What can you tell us? And I know you can't give us the entire scouting report, but because you'll get it today. But, you know, San Jose State, what sticks out to you? I mean, again, you just kind of look at their records at this point a little bit. But, you know, the last time out, they beat Alabama State 70-57. You guys had a crazy close game with them last year. So what kind of stands out to you this so far, this, you know, on a Wednesday before we play them on Saturday?
It's like you said, they're 3-0 right now. Haven't gotten in too much into them, but we know that's a good program. It's a good team. You know, last year came down to the buzzer. So, just kind of can go from there.
You get a chance to see them here. Like you said, last year you were there at their place. So, I think this is a cool opponent for you guys to have. And I loved that non-conference schedule so far. Like we said earlier, you get to learn a lot about yourself. And this is another good test coming up for this Bears team this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just using these games to learn from and then, you know, getting the Mountain West team to come to us, that's pretty big.
Now the schedule kind of, I don't want to say evens out, but you're not seeing the Houston and Baylors on there. Now you're seeing these teams that are very good teams. San Jose State's a very good team. We know CSU down the road. We know CU's down the road, Air Force. These are teams, though, that now you're looking at saying, yeah, we expect to go out there and beat these guys.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, they're not the top five teams in the country, but they're still good teams, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just going out knowing that, you know, the play style's not going to be the same. Some of these teams may not pressure like Baylor and Houston did, but just being able to know that, you know, those games, it's not going to be the same type of game.
Yeah, got those two done. They were great experiences, but now you set your sights on San Jose State coming up on Saturday. Dalen, great job by you as always, my man. I know you got film. I know you got practice to get to, so we're going to let you slide out of here, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, man, good luck this weekend, okay? Go
appreciate
get them.
It.
The Dalen Kuntz Show, presented by Top Shelf Printers and Renaissance Insurance. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one, and we got a lot to get to. In the second hour, we got the Lunch Rush coming up, the good, the bad, the ugly, all that and more. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Dalen Kuntz, great job by him. He's such a great dude, isn't he? I mean, he's a humble guy. Definitely first to just sit there and talk about his teammates and his coaching staff, and we are all pulling for this guy every single week. They got a big one coming up against San Jose State. Yeah, Steve Smiley got a contract extension. The new five-year agreement became official last week. It'll take him through the 2026-2027 season. And, I mean, if you think about Smiley on Joe, when he took over, not only was he taking over during the COVID, like that was his that was his first year. But when Jeff Linder left, I mean, a lot of those guys he was recruiting and they were working on recruiting ended up going up to Wyoming. And so Smiley has to come in and he's kind of starting behind the eight ball because you got to deal with a very successful coach. And Linder, it's not like he was fired and the player stuck around. Coach was hired, you know, elevated to the Mountain West Conference and took a lot of those players that were looking at, I mean, can you imagine Graham Ek? I mean, Graham Ek was a guy that was looking at the University of Northern Colorado. So you mix that in with the pandemic, Smiley's done a really good job with what he's had in front of him.
He's done a fantastic job. It's You put him in that group with, you know, Tad Boyle and Nico Medved, but what Coach Smiley has done at UNC specifically to just not really revive that program, but bring some new life into it, new energy, and he's so involved with the community, with the student body, within his team, within the athletic department, and he's such a good piece to have for the Bears, and getting him locked up for another couple of years is huge. That's four or five more recruiting classes, a couple more young guys that are going to get to stay with Steve Smiley throughout their entire career, like a Matt Johnson, like a Bodie Hume that we saw last year, but just entrenched in the Bears program. And he's got a good head on his shoulders, good coaching staff, and so much success for this program is coming.
Well, and now you got the Baylor-Houston games out of the way, and don't you start looking at the rest of the schedule and say, okay, now we're really going to learn about this team, you know, because the San Jose State, that's a winnable game for this team. Colorado State, I think that's a winnable game. Hell, look at the Buffaloes. We talked about the good, the bad, the great with them. That means I think that UNC is capable of going and doing something. Now, a lot's going to depend on what this freshman group does. You know, Caleb Shaw is, you know, we heard Jerry Schimmel go off on this guy in a positive way. Coach Smiley's talked about him in a big way. And then Dalen just now said, yeah, that's the guy. I was kind of stunned how good he is. A lot of that's going to depend on their quick growth this early in this month of November, how they can compete with these other teams.
Yeah, how many leadership qualities can they pick up from the older guys like Dalen and like Matt? Because you see guys like Caleb Shaw, Langston Reynolds, they're the next up in terms of your guards.
Yeah.
What can they learn from watching the two older guys do it while also bringing their own sense of, you know, skills and styles? They all have different, you know, traits that Dalen mentioned. But Caleb Shaw just has so much energy. Like, it's incredible. And his confidence as a freshman is so just encouraging to see for him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And again, when we say that these freshmen are, you know, well talked about within that organization, within that program, we certainly mean it. And I think, you know, this year and for years to come, these guys are going to be big-time difference makers for the University of Northern Colorado. One of those difference makers now, though, not a freshman, that's Dalen Kuntz. And I think he's starting to get going. He had 23 against, or he, what did he have, 19 against Texas A&M Commerce and 23 against Baylor. So look out. I think he's going to start putting up some big-time numbers. I do have a pair of tickets to give away for UNC and San Jose State this Saturday, 2 o'clock at Bank of Colorado Arena here in Greeley. Let's go with caller number 6. on the First Advantage Hotline. I'm telling you, get out, watch this team. You have some studs. You have some stars in the making with Dalen and Matt. Those two guys are going to go and play basketball one way or the other professionally. Caller number six right now, 970-353-1310. 970-353-1310. Okay, coming up in the second hour, we got the Lunch Rush. Our poll question, our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Who's more to blame for the Broncos' terrible start, or what? We'll talk about it. George Payton, Nathaniel Hackett, Russell Wilson, or something else? Second hour of the whole show's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.